Now, when I was a boy, me mother's pride and joy, she gave me a whistle, this is it. And no matter where I go, band of hope or picture show, me little whistle always makes a hit. It's been a pal to me, it's as easy as can be, and to blow it doesn't use a penny gristle. A lady came to tea, and when she smiled at me, well, I blew a little blast on me whistle. I've been to London too, Leicester Square and to the zoo, in the tube and even down the Strand. But no matter where I went, I had no accident, I always had me whistle in me hand. But once near Waterloo, a near squeak, it's true, I trembled and me hair, it seemed to bristle. A lady smiled and stopped, and then she nearly dropped, when I blew a little blast on me whistle. From the rain, I soon found out that I was not alone. I heard a sound like this, it must have been a kiss, two lovers thinking they were on the roam. They carried on disgraceful, I went all goosey-like, but when the lady shouted, "Stop it, Cecil," I took it for a hint, and I had a little squint, and I couldn't blow a blast on me whistle. Ah, now I'm married now, and I really don't know how to tell you of the news that came today. I've a little son and heir, yes, one, no, not a pair. No wonder that I'm feeling bright and gay. I'm feeling very proud, but I mustn't talk so loud. I've been celebrating at the Rose and Thistle. He's a lovely little kid, and the first thing that he did was to blow a little blast on his whistle.